Right, welcome everyone. Today we're going to do a deep dive on becoming a trade show rock star.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Trade show rock star.
Trade show rock star, yeah.
Okay.
We are going to break down this guide called How to Become a Successful Exhibitor 101.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we can all agree that this is something that I think a lot of people are familiar with, at least on a surface level,
right?
You know, the idea of trade shows.
The concept, yeah.
But this is all about like going really deep and kind of dissecting
the nuances.
The nuances, exactly,
yeah.
Of how to actually be successful.
And not just be there.
Yeah.
Right? Like you don't want to just show up. You want to stand out.
Right.
You want to be that rock star.
You want to be a rock star. Yeah, exactly.
And you know, it's fascinating to me how much strategy actually goes into a really successful trade show appearance.
Right.
And the guide really emphasizes that it's not just about having like a flashy booth or a cool giveaway.
Right.
It's a multifaceted campaign.
Right.
With distinct phases. You know, there's pre-show,
uh-huh.
There's on-site, there's post-show. We're going to tackle all three.
Yeah. And I think that's a great place to start. Like, let's talk pre-show prep, because that's almost like laying the foundation for a skyscraper.
Absolutely.
You know, you wouldn't cut corners on the foundation, so why would you cut corners on the
prep work?
Yeah, the prep work.
No, that's key. And one of the first things this guide emphasizes is your booth staff.
Right.
Like these are your people on the front lines. You know, they are the face of your business.
Yeah, they're like the frontline sales force.
Absolutely. And you want people who are not just friendly faces,
right,
but who are product experts engaging storytelling.
They got to be good.
They got to be good.
Yeah.
And they got to be masters of lead qualification.
You know what I really like about this guide is that it's very practical.
Yes, very actionable.
Yes.
Very practical, yeah.
Like it doesn't just talk about, you know, high-level concepts. It actually gives you very specific
tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks, yeah.
Exactly.
So, for example, you know, one of the things that it mentions is, like, having uniforms or branded attire for your booth staff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about, you know, looking sharp. It's about making it easy for attendees to identify who can help them.
Absolutely. It's like, hey, you got a question?
Right.
I'm the person to talk to you.
I'm wearing the shirt.
Exactly. I have the logo.
Yes.
I'm here to help.
Okay. So we've got the people, you know, the right people in place.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about like the game plan.
Okay.
And this guide really stresses the importance of setting goals.
Yeah. What does success look like for you at this trade show?
Right. Are you trying to get 1,000 leads? Are you trying to book 50 demos?
Are you trying to just increase brand awareness among a certain niche?
Right. And the guide really emphasizes that you need to have those concrete numbers.
Yes.
Because that's how you measure your return on investment.
Absolutely. It's like having a destination in mind before you start your road trip.
Yes. I love that analogy.
Right, like you don't just get in the car and start driving.
Right.
You got to know where you're going.
Exactly. You got to have a map.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got goals. Now let's talk about those all-important marketing materials.
Okay. So one thing the guide advises is coordinating with local printers for things like brochures and handouts, business cards.
You know, and I've definitely been guilty of this in the past, like rushing those printing jobs at the last minute.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
And it can really blow your budget.
Oh, it can get expensive.
Yes. Plan ahead.
Plan ahead. Yes.
Big takeaway there.
Big takeaway.
Right.
And you know, another thing to consider is creating show-specific offers.
Ooh, like what?
Like discounts bundles.
Okay.
Maybe even a limited edition product.
Okay.
Something to really entice attendees and make your business stand out.
So it's almost like you're giving them a reason to come to your booth.
Exactly. You got to give them a reason to remember you.
Okay, I like that. Now, this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The guide talks about the exhibitor listing, and I'm going to be honest with you, I've never even thought about this before.
I know a lot of people overlook it.
Yeah, but it's like a secret weapon.
It is. It's like your online storefront within the trade show platform.
So it's a way to capture leads before the show even starts.
Exactly. You can start building buzz and generating interest weeks in advance.
Okay, so make sure your contact information is clear. Make sure you're advertising those show-specific offers that we just talked about.
Right. Make it easy for people to connect with you.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Now, if you want to go even further with brand visibility, the guide suggests things like floor decals, web banners, maybe even sponsoring the event bags.
Yeah, think about it. It's like creating a visual trail of breadcrumbs that leads attendees right to your booth.
I love that. Okay, so we've got the leads coming in. They're finding our booth. Now let's talk about the booth itself.
Okay, booth design, this is where you can really get creative.
Right, make a statement.
Yeah, but the guide also warns against some common pitfalls.
Like
placing a table at the front of your booth.
Oh.
It might seem practical.
Yeah, to like put your brochures and stuff.
Right. But it can subconsciously create a barrier
Really?
That prevents people from entering your space.
It's almost like a keep out sign.
Yeah, exactly. You want to create an open and inciting layout.
Right.
That encourages people to step inside and explore.
Okay, so no tables at the front.
Right. And here's a really practical tip.
Okay.
Physically lay out your booth in advance.
Wait, what do you mean, like?
Like in your garage, your showroom, wherever you have space.
Oh, okay.
Actually walk through your booth setup.
Wow, that's a great idea.
It'll help you identify potential bottlenecks, ensure smooth traffic flow.
And avoid those costly last-minute surprises.
Exactly. It's much easier and cheaper to make adjustments before you're at the venue, surrounded by boxes and under pressure.
Right. So much easier to move a table in your garage.
Exactly.
Than it is at the trade show.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got the booth design dialed in. Let's talk about pre-show promotion.
Okay, this is where you leverage your existing network.
Okay.
Blast out those emails, get social media buzzing, announce it on your website.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy, shout it from the rooftops.
And the guide mentions free tickets.
Yes.
Don't underestimate the power of free tickets.
Absolutely. You're essentially pre-seeding your audience.
So those free tickets can actually boost your ROI.
Exactly. Because it's much easier to start a conversation at your booth with someone who's already familiar with your brand.
Makes sense. Okay, now let's talk about social media.
Okay, this is where you got to get your game plan together.
Right.
The guide stresses starting early and creating a consistent drumbeat of excitement leading up to the event.
Okay, so like how often should we be posting?
Well, you know, it depends on your platform and your audience, but the key is to be consistent.
Okay, so not like crickets for weeks and then...
And then a flurry of posts right before the show.
Okay.
No, you want to start building that anticipation early on.
Got it.
And don't forget to use the event hashtag.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
And a location tag.
To expand our reach.
Exactly. You want to tap into that existing conversation.
Okay. And I've noticed that a lot of events now have their own specific social media accounts.
Oh, yeah.
Should we be tagging those as well?
Absolutely. It's a great way to get on their radar.
Okay.
And potentially get featured in their social media posts.
Okay. So it's not just about us broadcasting our message.
Right.
It's about trying a larger conversation.
Exactly. You're part of a community.
I like that.
And make sure you're responding to comments and questions promptly.
Oh, right. Engagement is key.
Engagement is key. Yes.
Okay. Before we move on to on-site strategies, I want to highlight something. The guide mentions the exhibitor kit.
Oh, yes.
Read it cover to cover.
This is your Bible. Careful. For navigating the logistics of the show.
It's got all the nitty-gritty detail.
It's got everything from move-in and move-out procedures to early bird pricing on essentials like electricity and Wi-Fi.
Okay, so don't just toss it aside.
Don't ignore it.
It's there for a reason.
It's your friend.
So there you have it, a comprehensive look at pre-show preparation.
We've covered a lot of ground.
From building a killer booth staff to maximizing our social media impact.
But the game's not over yet.
Stay tuned for part two, where we'll dive into those crucial on-site strategies that will help you make the most of every interaction and turn those casual visitors into valuable leads.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Welcome back, everybody. We prepped like crazy, and now...
It's showtime.
It's showtime. But the guide, it says we shouldn't just go in blind.
Oh, definitely not, no. Before you even unpack a single box, you got to do a walkthrough of the whole event space. Get familiar with the layout. Where are the restrooms, the cafes? Even scope out the competition.
Oh, the competition, yeah.
Yeah, you know, see what they're up to.
I never thought about doing that before the show.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
But it makes a lot of sense, you know? See what other people are doing. Maybe you can get some ideas.
Exactly. Inspiration, right?
Yeah, inspiration. Or maybe you spot an opportunity to stand out from the crowd a little bit.
Exactly. Now let's talk about your booth staff.
Okay.
Remember, those are your brand ambassadors out there,
right,
on the front lines. The guide says you got to have a pre-show briefing.
Okay.
To make sure everybody's on the same page.
Makes sense. So it's not just about knowing the product. It's about...
It's about consistent messaging, shared goals.
Yeah. And what about breaks? Trade show days, they're long.
Oh, they're long and demanding.
Yeah. So you got to make sure people are taking breaks, right?
Absolutely. You want everybody energized. You don't want burnout.
Yeah. Tired people aren't going to be as...
No, they're not going to be as engaging. They're not going to be as effective.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. So let's talk booth setup. The guide stresses being early and having a plan.
Okay, so what should we focus on? Well, first, make sure you got everything you need. Tools, supplies, marketing collateral, and double check everything's working. Electrical, internet, any tech you need.
Right, because 5 minutes before the doors open and you realize...
And you need an extension cord.
Yeah, or you need...
That's not when you want to figure that out.
Not the time.
Not the time. Murphy's Law is in full effect at trade shows.
I can imagine. All right, so once you're set up, how do you make sure you're actually showing off what you do, like showcasing what you offer?
So think from the attendee's perspective. They're bombarded with information, right? Options.
Right.
You need to cut through the noise and demonstrate how you specifically address their needs.
So for a product, I guess a good demo is essential.
Exactly. Compelling demos showing the benefits. And for a service, well, you need a tight pitch.
Okay.
Highlighting the problems you solve. You got to be able to answer those common questions too, confidently.
So practice, practice, practice that pitch.
Absolutely.
All right. So while we're chatting with attendees, don't forget social media.
Oh yeah. Keep that phone handy.
The guide has advice on using it during the show.
Right. They recommend a good balance between feed posts and stories. For the feed, space them out. Don't overwhelm your followers.
Right. How often? Like
every 2-3 hours for feed posts, but stories can be more frequent.
Okay. So it's like giving people a behind the scenes.
Yeah. Like a sneak peek as it's happening.
Oh, and don't forget to use the event hashtag.
And tag relevant accounts.
Right, right. Increase that visibility. Speaking of reaching out, the guide stresses being responsive.
Oh, yeah. Super important.
Like, how fast should we be replying to things?
Aim for within 2 hours for comments, DMs.
Okay, 2 hours.
Shows you're engaged, you value their interest. It can really make a difference.
Yeah, I can imagine. What about the content of those posts? What kind of things should we be putting out there?
Capture that event energy, share pictures, videos of the crowd, interesting booths. Maybe you'll get lucky and there's a celebrity.
Yeah, celebrity sighting.
That's gold right there.
Oh, and don't forget behind the scenes stuff too, right? People love seeing the setup, the team getting ready.
Right, those candid shots, they humanize your brand. Makes a difference.
Okay, so busy working the booth, capturing content, but we also got a network.
Oh yeah, got a network.
This is the best part. You never know who you'll meet.
Right. So many opportunities.
The guide says to set aside specific time for networking.
Yeah, and not just with attendees, with other exhibitors too.
Oh, the exhibitors, yeah.
You can learn from each other, share tips. You might even find a partnership.
Oh, a partnership. That would be amazing. Speaking of connections, let's talk lead capture.
This is it. This is where it all comes together. Generating that interest, showcasing your value, and now converting those conversations into actual leads.
Yeah, so the guide really emphasizes having a system.
A structured system, yes. Whether it's lead forms, sign-up sheets, or a tablet, make sure it's easy to use.
Your team needs to be trained.
And incentives.
Oh, those are important.
What kind of incentives?
A raffle, a discount, a free consult. Give them a reason to share their information.
Right, right. Because people love free stuff.
They do. And it gives you a natural opening to start chatting, learn about their needs.
Makes sense, makes sense. And don't just get one way to contact them, right? Phone, email, LinkedIn, whatever you can do. Maximize your chances of connecting later on.
Smart. Okay, so before we move to post-show stuff, the guide has one last piece of advice.
Oh, let's hear it.
Have fun.
Yes. Don't forget to enjoy the experience. It's easy to get caught up in the stress.
I can imagine.
But trade shows, they're a chance to actually connect with people face-to-face.
Right.
It's so rare these days. Embrace that energy, the buzz. You never know what'll happen.
And people are drawn to passion, right?
Absolutely. Let that enthusiasm shine through. So we've covered a lot here, from booth setup to lead capture to having fun.
It's been a lot, but there's more to come.
Stay tuned for part 3, where we dove into those crucial post-show strategies.
Yes, we'll talk about how to turn those leads into lasting business relationships.
It's going to be good.
All right, welcome back to our final part of this trade show deep dive. We've done the prep, we've rocked the show floor. Now what?
Time to reap those rewards.
Yes, it's easy to think that once the show's over, that's it.
Right, but the work's not done.
Yeah, we've got those leads. Now we got to turn those into actual
results, clients, sales, you know, that whole thing.
Right. It's like we planted the seeds.
Yeah.
Now we got to make them grow.
Nurture them. Yeah. And the guide stresses this post-show follow-up. It's not an afterthought.
Right.
It's key.
So timing is key here, right?
Absolutely. Those leads, they're still excited from the show.
Right.
But that fades fast. The guy says, reach out within a week.
Okay. So no slacking off. We got to get to work. What are some good ways that to reach out, make that good impression?
Personalized emails are a great start. Don't just send a generic thanks for visiting.
Right.
Mention something specific they were interested in. You know, did they ask about a certain product?
Ah, so we were paying attention.
Exactly. Shows you care.
What about phone calls? Are those still worth it?
Oh, yeah. A well-timed call adds that personal touch that an email can't do.
Right. You can actually have a back and forth.
Exactly. Answer questions, that kind of thing.
And I've always thought a handwritten note is nice.
Oh, in this digital age, those stand out.
Yeah, it shows you put in the extra effort. Speaking of extra effort, what about offering something after the show, like a bonus?
Absolutely, a discount, some exclusive content, incentivize them to take that next step.
Okay, we've reached out, nurtured that relationship. Now we got to see how we did, right?
Measure our success, yeah. The guide talks about reviewing and reflecting on your performance.
So what kind of questions should we be asking ourselves?
Think about the booth. What worked design-wise? Which products got the most attention? Were certain lead strategies better? And how did your team do? Were they prepared, engaging.
So we're basically looking for valuable information to help us next time.
Exactly. Smarter decisions, better results.
Love it. Okay, last piece of the puzzle. The guide calls it follow through.
Ah, so important.
We got to do what we said we would, right?
If you promised a call, a sample, anything, you got to deliver. Builds trust.
Right. People remember that. In a world where everyone's flaking,
it sets you apart.
It's like we invested all this time, effort, money into the show.
Don't let it go to waste.
So there we have it. The three phases: prepping, rocking the show, and the follow-up.
But this is really just the beginning.
Right. The guide's a great roadmap, but we got to actually use it.
Adapt it to your business.
And trade shows, they're unpredictable, right?
Well, yeah. Be ready to adjust. Roll with the punches.
Don't be flexible.
That's all part of it. Mm. So go out there, embrace the energy, connect with people, and most importantly,
have fun.
Absolutely. When you're having fun, it shows.
It attracts people, creates those connections that can change your business.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, we hope you got some great insights from this deep dive into trade show success.
Go make those trade shows work for you.
Until next time, 2CC88.